Hey, I'm John DiLiberto, and you're about to hear an Echoes interview. We get some amazing musicians to come to the show and talk about their music, but it costs money to produce these interviews and get them out to you on the air and stream them for free. So while you're listening, think about where else you can hear up-close and personal interviews like this, and then make a donation of support to Echoes at echoes.org. We really need you now more than ever. Now sit back and enjoy. It's going to be great. Aokai is a Hawaiian word for traveler, and getting away was on the mind of the young Marcus Sieber when he was growing up on the East German side of the Berlin Wall.
So when I was a child, as I was in locked up East Germany, I always was dreaming to be a sailor and get out of the country, be able to get out. Because we could only travel like, say, 800 kilometers in the country. And a friend had become a sailor, and he was suddenly sending these postcards from Africa, and I was like, sure, I wanted to be a sailor. And I actually did my first application for an education as a sailor, but luckily the wall came down then, and I didn't have to do that.
Instead, Sieber became a musician who has traveled around the world, most of that time with his wife, pianist and singer, Angelica Bombach. They sing chants and spiritual music in their duo, Mirabai Seba. This music is a long way from the sounds he played in punk bands from growing up.
In the time when I was playing rock music, I was playing to Fugazi, Dinosaur Jr., Sonic Youth, this kind of music.
From punk bands came theater and acting. Marcus Sieber is Hollywood handsome, and he could have fit in films like Eat, Pray, Love, although most of his movies are much more obscure than that. But then came love, and with it, a different kind of music, when he met Mexican singer Angelica Bombach in Edinburgh, Scotland.
I started to do yoga and meditation, so we were connected to this yoga community. This was through Angelica. She was basically born in this community. Her mother was big time in yoga, and it was by in the 70s it was a new way of getting rid of the old structures, from being a hippie to being a yogi. So there was this full potential of writing music to mantra and to yoga, and we were just doing it.
That sound is quite a bit different from the music Marcus makes with Aokai, but he says it's still connected.
The core, even now for Aokai, there's a meditative aspect to it. Music and silence, music and space, I think, is something which I'm very much interested in.
Aokai's debut is an album of vaguely surreal, pastoral, all instrumental tone poems. Much of the sound is built around the ronroco, a smaller sibling to the South American lute called the charango. It's a signature instrument of film composer Gustavo Santaolalla.
The ronroco I heard for the first time Gustavo Santaolalla playing it in one of his movie soundtracks. I think it was The Motorcycle Diaries. And I was just so fascinated by the sound that I was investigating what it was. I knew the sound of a charango before, but the ronroco has so much more depth to it, and still the same pristine clarity.
The Ronroco is featured on about half the tracks of Alkai's debut album. Marcus would take it with him on his travels, pulling it out and recording melodies when the mood struck him.
Many pieces were written on the Ronroco, because you can carry the Ronroco, such a small instrument, to any kind of little hike, and then you just sit down somewhere on a waterfall in Brazil, play a little bit around, and then little pieces came up. I scratched the whole time little drafts on the iPhone constantly, and then when I have time at home, I go through all those drafts, and most of it is not interesting, but there's some little gems in it, and then I start working on it.
Ronroco isn't the focus of the album. Instead, it's a texture and a sound that's rustic and modern, a folk chamber music with roots and acoustic instruments, but atmosphere steeped in ambience.
I would not allow myself to overdub everything I hear, but leave space for the listener to overdub in his mind what the listener would hear.
Despite the gentleness of the music and the sweetness of his melodies, there's a darker undercurrent to the music of Alkai. To me, a song like Feather seemed like a tense horror story soundtrack with some Bernard Herrmann-style violin and swirling keyboards. But Marcus says it's a lullaby.
I think it's a very tender piece. What happened that I also felt like this realm between day and dream is a realm where also the dark side can come up, and it's set in contrast with this very, very tender, longing, dreamy Ronroco violin soundscape, and I just feel it all belongs together. It's still for me a very, very tender piece. I don't hear that dark actually.
The mood that does pervade the debut by Alkai is one of nostalgia. The music isn't old, but it conjures up a wistful yearning and sense of more genteel time.
When I listened for the first time to the full album sequence, I felt like, wow, I want to dedicate it to my parents. It has so much to do with my childhood. It's every piece kind of has this approach of looking back and be such a force in the moment.
Music of Marcus Sieber's Alkai may be nostalgic, but it's a nostalgia touched by a modern hand. Marcus Sieber's Alkai is out on Alkai Music. Thanks for tuning in to the Echoes podcast today. For more great interviews like this, become a member of Echoes Online. That's where you can hear Echoes on demand with our iPhone and Android apps. Go to echoes.org to find out more. I'm John DiLiberto. Be sure to keep an eye out for more Echoes interviews at echoes.org or the Echoes newsletter.